receiving any other information. I conferred with the National Security Advisor, asked him to meet with the appropriate officials of state and defense, and to be informed that I was, as to the night out there was the day here, Friday. Later informed that the ships continued, the unidentified vessels continued to approach our two destroyers. They opened fire. The ships disappeared, and they would keep us informed. Planes had been launched and were in the air to protect the destroyers and to conduct the search and to contribute anything they could to contribute to, during the darkness of the night. We went into Friday night, but it was morning out there. So during Friday night, our members of our fleet and our planes spent the daylight hours out there, the night hours here, attempting to conduct the reconnaissance. Locate any hostile vessels that might be in the area. Saturday morning, which was the end of the day out there, they notified us reports through Commander Chief of Fleet and Commander Chief of Pacific, both of whom had evaluated their reports, and they were brought to me here in the captain's room. And I spent 2 hours reviewing them with the Chairman, Joint Chief Staff, Secretary of State of Defense, my own security people. At that time, I directed Mr. McNamara, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, to issue an operational statement giving you all the facts that we had been able to confirm from the daytime, the first daylight hour surveillance we could make, and the first reports we had finalized on that account. And to give you specific times and locations and area and types of ships, and all the details that they could from an operational standpoint. Because it has been the custom of the President and my relationship with you to have operational things decided by operational people and relate to you because they have a familiarity with it. And it's their obligation, their duty, and they have to have a relationship with the people in the field. At the same time, I informed that I would be giving a full background to the people who covered the White House. As soon as they left here, I proceeded to call part of you and you were in here shortly. A couple of hours later, I read where Mr. McNamara prohibited questions, which of course he didn't do. McNamara gave a statement he was directed to give on the operational matter, and I was supplying, I'd better keep this all on background parties. You were being supplied with background information, every bit we had at that time. Everyone was present. When I saw that the press was leaving the impression that the government was trying to be secretive about it, I called and asked that Mr. McNamara call them back in and background not only all of them at White House, but all of them over there. So we didn't communicate with each other. Why? There's two or three guys. Well, there must be. Found that they had been given a lead and that it had been done. So that's the situation. first information we had, we immediately issued the announcement to you, which was fragmentary. When we had a chance in the daylight to make surveillance, we did it during the daylight hours. As soon as the report was made to us, it was made to you. You have the information we have. Search the minds that don't have a chance to interrogate and determine what their motives were. Our destroyer captains operating in the dark, 42 miles coastline on the high seas. Their radar showed the approach of ships. They fired a warning shot. The ships continued to come to the radar on each side of them, and they opened fire and they disappeared. Well, that's the information, and that's all I have. That's all I can get you. I gave that to you as soon as I had it. And there were those that felt that as soon as the ships approached, and as soon as the shots were fired, that perhaps we ought to start retaliating and dropping bombs around the country, but I want to see what the information that we have and what was happening and try to get all the facts. And I think that we must just take the one day of daylight time to determine before you involve this nation in more serious consequences.
Mr. President.
And after we did that, we decided to give you that information, which we did, and everyone considered it would be appropriate to reply.
Have you seen the test report this morning, sir? It says that three ships were sighted.
Mr. President of Mexico, Lopez Mateos, has already announced detailed plans for development of the Chamizal zone on the Mexican side, and the El Paso Times would like to know what you're going to announce for the Americans, for the U.S. side.
We'll see, and I'll be in touch with you.
There's a strike deadline at 6 a.m. tomorrow set by various rail unions. Do you have any plans to ask for a postponement and strike deadline?
Nothing I would want to say at this point in connection with those negotiations.
Mr. President, has there been any information at all that would suggest whether these boats in the company golf were torpedo boats like they were before or larger ones?
I think that you'll have to stay with the announcement that Mr. McNamara made that came from SyncPAC, because I think it reflects exactly what happened and about all of the sure information they have, Pete. They saw unidentified vessels on the radar. And I don't think you can go beyond that. It's not because I don't want to, but I don't have the information.
Mr. President, a question about your West Coast trip. Everybody out there seemed to think you were way ahead since you visited, but they felt there was a real problem, overconfidence, and I think it's something you're going to have to overcome by setting up the Democratic organization. Have you tackled that problem, overconfidence yet?
Well, first, I don't think it exists. I think we all recognize that very important decision must be made in November. I think every patriotic American will want to participate in that decision, wherever he is.
My wife's certainly not overconfident, because she's exploring where she's going to vote absentee in case necessary, because the day before election we had one time, very important election, Felicity, they turned over a car. She's right. I had her slippery thing. A reporter asked her, said, what was your first thought when you came through? And she said, I wished I'd voted absentee.
So we don't believe in overconfidence. We think that people want to hear from us. We want to get our viewpoint on public questions. We want to know how we stand on issues. And so we're going to be visiting all over this country. I expect myself that I'll be in many states. I don't have any accurate poll on it, but just to pick a figure out of the air, I would guess now that since I've been president for 10 months and maybe a year by, well, 11 months by election time, that I will be in states that involve a population of 145 million and probably more than 30 states. I know that Lucy told me that she was finishing 10 that she had done. And Linda Bird's been in 10, and Ms. Johnson has her, she's going to be in 20 some odd. Lucy moved her father's presidential campaign in Indiana yesterday and brought two Hoosiers screaming their feet with a plea, "Help me ring the bell of freedom," unquote. I hope she's not mentioned, she's not criticized now for leaving out the word freedom, right? Lucy does her own speeches and won't take any advice or recommendations from anyone. I found it out that evening when I tried to make suggestions to her. And she wants to be herself, but we will all be giving our viewpoints to the family and places where we can. I'll join Ms. Johnson's train, I hope, someplace during the train on Paris. And both girls will be with her in and out of their school rooms permit. I'll be in as many states as my presidential duties will permit. I would like nothing better, if I could do it, to be in all the states. I hope to be in them all while I'm president. I hope I don't have to take up several of them in November, January. But we think it's good that the people in most of the states indicate their approval of the job that we are doing. But we want to continue to indicate their approval right through November and right through the next 4 years. And in order to do that, we're going to look them in the eye like we look at you in the eye. We're going to talk to them. We're going to have their questions, try to give them answers, try to be accessible and available. And I'm glad that we came in from Utah the other morning at 3. I got to bed at 5, and I was talking about the Tonkin Gulf at 9 the next morning. I'm glad it was at 9 that morning instead of 9 the morning before, because I would have been in Portland, Oregon then, and I could have done everything I did here. But I was just glad, from the public standpoint, I was here. So I'll be in now at this office, and this will have first priority. And we'll be president first, but then we will be out campaigning when the opportunity permits, to the extent it permits, all it permits. At the same time, we will have to dedicate Air Force, and we will have a dam here and there, and we will have visitors coming from foreign places, and we will have interviews, and we will have press conferences, and we will have all these other things that are part of the presidency.
Mr. President, specifically said that a couple of these appearances are going to be political.
Well, one
does that rule out politics and the other?
I'm going to make a Democratic fundraising appearance in Cleveland. As I recall, that's the only fundraising I'll make. I will make Democratic appearances in New England on behalf of the Democratic Party. Now,
I don't think we would consider,
I meet with you that I'm making a Democratic appearance. I consider it. I'm doing my job as president. And that extends a lot of places. When I might go to the Hill next week sometime on have a lunch or something with somebody, and you might consider that to public. But I noticed somebody considered the California appearance as a political appearance. I don't care what you consider. If you label it, you've got free speech. I don't want to guide the news. I don't want to try to lead the news. You ought to just consider what you want to.
We had the members of the judiciary and Republicans, and
there were both members of the Senate, members of the Republican Party in California, Chief Justice Supreme Court, folks of that kind. We were in the defense
interstate state in the defense area, I'm sure there are a good many Republicans in the audience. I would thank you that many people in the Republicans. Matter of fact, I saw some three folks. They looked good.
When I go to meetings like that, I try to, as I do in my home. When I invite people to come in, I don't try to be offensive with them. All of you thought my speech in Detroit was a red hot political speech. I felt I was going out the invitation of the labor unions in Detroit. And